Well, good morning. Good morning. My name is Benita, and I am in New Jersey, and thank you for joining the Master's Call. We are calling this Wondrous Wednesday, Psalms 86 and 10, for thou art great and dost wondrous things. Thou art God alone. I thank you again, and I will now turn this call over to our host, Tiffany. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you, my sister, for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. We thank you for that tag for today. This is a wondrous Wednesday, and when we look up that word wondrous, that means that God is doing something extraordinary, not just the ordinary thing, but he's doing something extraordinary. Why? Because, number one, we serve a wonderful God. And see, the God that we serve, who is wonderful, does wondrous things in our lives every day. So we give God the praise this morning. We give God the glory. We thank you for all of you who have tapped into this call this morning, who have dialed in, who are ready to hear the word of the Lord. I am so glad to hear both Dorothy Cook, Godmother Dorothy Cook, and also Marie Preston on the phone, because I'm telling you, they have had a marvelous experience in Chicago, and I am just so excited about the way that God is working in the lives of those who believe in him. So you have dialed in this morning to the Master's Call, and on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon of Dallas, Texas, by way of Prairie View, it is my honor to welcome each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. As she said, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I live in Inglewood, California, and I'm telling you, I am so glad that here on the Master's Call, we are family. See, we stand in agreement. We pray for one another. We're here for one another. We support one another. We love one another because, see, why? Because that's what our God is about. See, on the Master's Call, it's all about the Master. And see, I thank God for the founders of this call, because without them, we would not have this vehicle. And see, he gave them a scripture when he gave them the vision to have the Master's Call. And that scripture can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And the mission statement for this call is that you as believers, when you call into this line, that your lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. And you may be saying, why does she keep on saying that over and over again? Well, why I keep on saying it over and over again is because that's part of the vision that the Lord gave to Dr. P.K. and Dr. Vanessa. So it's part of what we do here, because it is truly all about the Master. If you've missed any of these calls from the conception of this call back on October the 25th of 2010, you can visit our website. All of our messages have been chronically archived there for your convenience. You can go to www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And if you're interested in finding out any information, if you want to participate in the Master's Call, you want to speak, you want to pray, you want to say something, words of encouragement, you have a prayer request, you need information for extravaganza, you need to get in touch with one of us, send us an email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is none other than Artist International, a Christian health and wellness company that is changing lives all over the world. And we are extremely excited because on next week, March 9th, 10th, and 11th, we will be meeting at Extravaganza 2012 at the Lakes in Nevada, and I'm telling you, it's going to be an exciting place to be. And if you can't join us, you know, keep on pressing, though, if you have a desire. But if you can't join us, know that this call will still be going forth at its regular time, and we will be connecting here on the line as well as getting together out there at Extravaganza before Extravaganza starts to still put the Master first. So we thank God. And if you are not an artist distributor on this line and you want to know more information, information about artists, then get back with the person who invited you to this line and let them truly share with you the passion that they have for Artists International. At this time, I'm going to ask if Minister Willa would come to the line and open up this call in prayer. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, Minister Tiffany, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my sister. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, be anxious for nothing, but with everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, hallelujah, that passes all understanding, will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank and praise you for that precious promise. We thank and praise you for who you are and for all that you are. We thank and praise you, O God, that you are King of kings and Lord of lords. And you have told us not to be anxious, Lord, but you told us to pray. But, Father, before we even ask you for anything, we want to ask that you please forgive us of our sins, the big ones and the little ones, for they're all the same in your sight. And help us to live our lives, to think, to walk, to talk, to do as you would do in Jesus' name so that we are pleasing and acceptable in your sight. Father, let us be the ones after you have already blessed us, and even in the midst of the blessing, when we don't know where it's coming from, Lord, but we know you're going to do it because your word promised. Let us be the one, like that one that came back and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, so we thank and praise you this morning. We thank and praise you, oh God, for the master's call. We thank and praise you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, we thank and praise you for their obedience. We thank you, oh God, for the B.S. De Leon family. Father, that they too said yes to an arduous call, but yet they said yes to it. Father, and just bless each and every one of them immensely, Lord. Overshadow them with blessings from above. Order their footsteps, Lord. Be that lamp unto their feet and the light unto their path. And Father, we thank and praise you for the speaker this morning, Minister Robin. Father, that you have already downloaded a word in her, oh God, that is powerful and one that we need to hear, oh Lord, that will transform our lives today. Father, we thank and praise you for her yes to this message this morning. Father, order her footsteps, continue to bless her and her family mightily. Father, we thank and praise you that the airways were already clear, that the word goes forth unhindered and unchecked, oh God, by any outside force. We thank and praise you that you have already run through the phone line by the power of the Holy Spirit, dismantling anything that Satan would want to do. And now, Lord, we thank you that our minds are clear, our hearts are clear, ready to accept the rhema word, that we might go out into the marketplace and be a blessing to someone this day. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we daily seek to please you. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Willa, for opening up the call in prayer this morning with that anointed word of prayer. God bless you. So at this time, it is time for the word of the Lord. If you have not yet got your Bible, your pencil, and your paper, then I want to say go ahead and do so in this quick moment of introduction. But this speaker this morning, as Minister Willa has already said, is none other than Minister Robin. And we thank God for her. We thank God for her dedication. We thank God for her. Yes, she is currently the prayer general on the master's call. She is saved. She is sanctified. She is anointed. She is responsible. She is obedient. She is blessed. She is an inspiration. And she is walking into new things. And I'm telling you, that message that she gave us on Friday, taking up residence in God, wow, what, I just feel chills in my body by just saying that title again, because truly, when we take residence in God, it's a great place to be. And I'm telling you, when she comes to this call, she always comes with an on-time message from the Lord. So at this time, it is an honor, a privilege, and pleasure to bring to you this morning none other than Minister Robin Wilson at this time. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and I want to thank Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa for allowing me to come and minister to you. And the word, remember last week when we were on the call and what I talked about, taking up residence in God, and that's what each one of us are doing. We are residing in him. We are dwelling in him. We took up residence in him. We're not going to be our own boss any longer. We're going to let God be in charge of our lives, because we know that when we rest in him, when we let him be in charge, we know that everything is going to work out for our good. Well, along those same lines, what the Lord has been saying, and as I've just been walking in it and saying, okay, Lord, you show me your way. You show me what you want me to do. And he's saying for us, we're going to speak life. So the name and the title of today's message is Speak Life. We live and we move and we have our being in him, and we've taken up residence in God. But because you were there, you still have to do something. Remember, we have to act on the word. We have to believe the word. But before you can do any of that, you have to speak it. You have to read the word. His Bible, the Bible is God's love letter to us. And when we spend that time as we reside in him, as we're taking time each day, spending it in the word, you read it and now you speak it. Because the Bible tells us, and the scripture is found in Proverbs 6 verse 2, that we are snared with the words of our lips and we are caught by the speech of our mouth. Well, we don't want that to happen. We are believers. We know the word, and we will speak life over every situation in our life. Proverbs 18, verse 21, and it's the Amplified translation, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. So what type of fruit are you eating this day? Are you eating life-filled words, or are you eating something that is causing death? Whatever we speak, those words are going to come forward. We have spoken it, and it's in the atmosphere, and we want to make sure that we speak life over every situation in our life, whether it's physical, in the natural, whether it's at work, whether it's at home. We want to speak life. Our words are effective, and men must speak it, and the creative power will come forth, performing that which is spoken in faith. My word is not void of power. My people are void of speech. And this is what God said to Charles Capps when he came to my church, and he's now with the Lord, but a powerful man of God. And I'm going to read that again to you, because this is what God said to him in that service. My words, to be effective, men must speak it, and that creative power will come forth, hallelujah, performing that which is spoken in faith. My word is not void of power. My people are void of speech. Well, I refuse to be one of those people that are void of speech. I will go forward and speak God's word, because his word is powerful. His word is true. His word, just like God has said to us, will not return void. His word is going to go forward, and it will accomplish what he said it will do where we send it. So when you speak life, it has to accomplish what God said it will do. Now, there's something else when you think about that. You got to speak the word of God. It can't be words that you want to speak. It has to be what God has said. So, again, when you spend time in the word and you meditate on his word day and night and you do his word, this is how you're going to be successful in every single area of our lives. And, Lord, we choose to speak life. In the name of Jesus. Words, they carry power. They carry life or death producing, victory or defeat. Are you saying to yourself, I never get any type of breaks? That's a word of defeat. This job is killing me. Oh, my gosh, these children are getting on my nerves. No, 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 no. You speak words of life. All my needs are met according to God's riches and glory. And even if you don't know the entire scripture, find one word and meditate on that. The name of Jesus alone is enough to give you victory. In that same instance, my God shall supply all my needs. All right, you may not know that scripture yet. You can say, Jesus, you told me you will supply my needs. That's speaking life over your circumstance and over your situation. Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Although that weapon is going to form, family, it shall not prosper. And every tongue which rises against you in judgment, you shall condemn. How do you do that? By speaking life over that situation. God said, this is the heritage of the servants. That's our heritage. So speak life over that situation. Healing, speak life. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, your family members are healed. Your God is the great physician. You listen to the report of the Lord, but whose report are you going to believe? And you speak life over that situation in the name of Jesus. Faith is released by the words that we speak. And when God gives his word, we are the voice. We have to bring it forward, and we believe what we speak. And then when we do that, the word will go forward. Think about the Lord. Here it is in Genesis 1. God spoke. He said, let there be light, and there was. What are you speaking? What are you bringing life to? Or what are you bringing death to? And also in Psalms 89:34, I want you to see that God said, it shall come to pass. So you want to make sure that whatever you're speaking, and you want to make sure you're speaking life, because it shall come to pass. We are a living epistle, and we are to be read by all men. And we want people to see joy on us. We want people to see peace on us. We want people to see our King on us. We want them to see that there is something different about us, and they are drawn by the anointing that is up on you, and that you will be able to tell them about your God, because you've taken up residence in him, and you're speaking life in all those situations, and you're sitting back now, and you're watching your God work. Hallelujah. So speak life, family, over those situations in the name of Jesus. Imitate your Father just the way that he did. Jesus was on this earth. Remember, he said he'll never give us more than we can bear. And he was about his Father's business. And he spoke life over every single situation. The woman with the issue of blood, she believed. She didn't have what we have, but she knew what she heard and what she saw, and she spoke life. She said, if I could just touch, glory to God, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'm going to be whole. If I could just touch, well, if I can just speak what my King said I can speak, it shall be done. God said, it shall come to pass. It will be done. He swore on himself. And if we are imitators just like he is, imitators of God, we need to speak victory in the face of any type of defeat, because things in the natural are subject to change. We need to speak abundance in the face of any type of lack. You look at your checkbook, you may look in your wallet, and you may not see a thing, or you may not see what you want to see. You speak abundance over it. You know that your God is your provider. You know that he owns everything. You know that he said that he would take care of you. He's the one who said, bring me those cares and those concerns. So when you speak life over that situation, it has to change. It has to come to pass. We need to speak life over the desired results and not the problem. You speak to that problem, you tell them about your God. You speak to God and you give him the praise and the glory. And as we release the word of God with our tongue, because we know that Jesus, he's our high priest, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession on our behalf. And just like the greeter said this morning, it's a wondrous Wednesday. It's a wonderful, wonderful day. His wonders are to be seen and to be performed. You speak life so you can see that action in your life. You speak it and it shall be done. It has to come to pass. God said it, and everybody else is a liar because his word is true in the name of Jesus. And when you continue to speak life, the angels, they are ready to minister on your behalf. When we give voice to his word, we are releasing by faith his word in the atmosphere, and they are going forward to perform it. Dan, you prayed, and what did the angel say? It may have taken me a while, and I'm paraphrasing, but they heard him as soon as he prayed. When you speak life, the word goes forward. It's in the atmosphere, and it will perform what it is supposed to perform. So remember, death and life is in the power of our tongue. And they who indulge in it shall eat the fruit of it. And just like God spoke through Charles Capps, he said, my word is effective. My word is to be effective. Men must speak it. We must speak it. And that creative power will come forth performing what we spoke. His word's not void, but the people are void of speech. Father, we say to you this day in the name of Jesus, we will not be void of speech. We will speak life. We will speak your word in every situation in Jesus' name, and it shall come to pass. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Robin, for that on-time word from the throne room this morning. Speak life. Those two words, how powerful they are. Speak life. She said words carry power and words carry life. So speak those things that be not as though they are. She said, speak it and it will be done. So whatever your need was this morning, she already declared it for you. She said, all my needs are met. So you need to say that right now. Whatever you're standing in need of, the word tells you that God has already met it. So open up your mouth and say it. Don't complain about it. Don't murmur about it. Just speak life on your situation. Speak those things. Like I said, that be not as though they are. She said, you may not have no money in your wallet this morning, but speak and say, I am blessed abundantly. Don't say nothing negative. Oh, I'm so broke, and I'm so this, and I'm so that. Don't speak that anymore. This was a call, a come to Jesus message this morning, so speak life and watch God show up and watch him do wondrous things in your life. Minister Kathy, can you come to the line this morning and seal out this wonderful message and this call in prayer? Minister Kathy, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, my sister.
Praise God for a powerful word this morning. It is consistent and in line with what we've been hearing and learning. Job 22:28 says, I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established in my life. Let's go to the throne of God. Father, we come before you now in the name of Jesus. We bless you for this time together on the Master's Call. We thank you, Lord God, that it is truly all about you. And as we come in this morning, we come in with humble hearts. We come in blessing you, thanking you for this day that you've given unto us. Thank you for the word that has gone forth this day. We shall speak life. It is a confession, and it is a choice of ours today. We bless you for your word is already declared that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And I thank you, Lord God, for everyone that have heard this message today. I thank you, Father, that it won't just be a message that they heard, but they will do the word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Practical application of the word today. Be conscious of what we speak out of our mouths today and the days ahead. We thank you, Lord God, for your servant who brought forth this word. We're praying, God, that you would bless Minister Robin, Lord, for the sacrifice and everything that she gives to give back to your people. Everything that she's given out this day, I pray that you pour back into her and give her exactly what she needs in her life, what she needs in her family. Thank you, God, for all that you're doing in her life. Thank you for the next level. Thank you for the next dimension. Thank you, God, for everything. We bless you now. We're speaking life, oh, God, to those, oh, God, that are on our prayer list today. We speak life today to Papa Preston now in the name of Jesus. We speak life to Maxine Adair now in the name of Jesus. We speak life to Chandra now in the name of Jesus. We speak that healing is the children's bread, oh, God, and we bless you for life to all of those, God, that have spoken, names that have spoken and unspoken requests now in the name of Jesus. Those that have sick loved ones, God, that we've been standing in the gap for, we're speaking life to their situation. We're speaking life to their circumstance, Lord. We're speaking life. We're binding up everything that the enemy would try and send our way, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of fear, every spirit that would try to hinder us from our fulfilling our destiny. We speak life now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you are Jehovah Shammah. You're the God that's with us. You promised never to leave us. And so we thank you, Lord God, for Jessica now. We thank you, Lord God, for Jackie Henderson now. Oh, God, in the midst of transition, be with them, God. Be the Jehovah Shammah that only you can be. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. And we're praying, God, that you continue to order the steps, hallelujah, of Pastor Walter and Jocelyn Henderson now. Give them traveling mercies, Lord God, as they're in and out of the country. Cover them now in the name of Jesus so they do your bidding. And just as they do what you've called them to do, we are praying for their covering now in the name of Jesus. And all of those, God, that need you to be the God of comfort, oh, God, I thank you that we're covering now and continuing to cover the Cook family, Lord God. We're continuing to cover the Houston family, the Roberts family, the Harrington family, Lord God, and everyone else that have lost loved ones. Oh, God, that they need you in this season and in this hour. Thank you for being the God of comfort. We bless you, oh, God, for all of those that have spoken their requests and those that have unspoken requests. You know them, and because you know them, we speak and declare life to them now. We declare that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Though it might be formed, it shall not prosper. Thank you, God, that out of our mouth, oh, God, we can declare your word. Thank you, oh, God, that there are words of encouragement have been expressed on this call today, and that those that are hearers of the word, God, that we would not only move from this place, Lord God, but go forth in victory. You cause us to triumph and walk in victory, and we give you praise for it now. We bless you for this time. We bless you for Pastor Vanessa, Lord. Cover her and her family now in the name of Jesus, her mom and dad. Thank you, God, for everyone that is on this call. We bless you, God, that you know everything about us, and we cast every care upon you today, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Thank you for doing it in Jesus' matchless and wonderful name. Amen. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that powerful closing prayer. Thank you for lifting up all of our prayer requests and just filling this word out in prayer this morning. To you, Sister Bonita, thank you so much for spiritually seating us and greeting us this morning. To you, Minister Willa, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And Minister Robin, thank you, thank you, thank you for that powerful word this morning. And what would this call be without each of you who have called in? Thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness to this call. And I did not say this is day 8 of Lent. And also, this is the 29th day of February, which means that this is a leap year. This doesn't happen every year, but I believe every fourth year we have a extra day. So instead of 365 days, we have 366. So what am I saying to you this morning? You got an extra day. So be extra intentional today. Go out with extra expectation today. Go out with great anticipation and watch God do wondrous things in your life this day. To God be the glory, and we give him the praise and honor. We love each of you here on the Master's Call. Go out and be that great minister in the marketplace, and we will hear you on the line tomorrow. Be blessed. Goodbye for now.